Rivers Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Bodie gets a handoff in the backfield and drop for a loss and on down. Clemson will take over.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Friend Hal that calls in on Fridays, my buddy from Chick-fil-A.
Yes,
he says you always like we're just always looking at holidays, and we're looking at he calls it Thanksmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas, or Hallowthanksmas, Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Now you know what? Now we got Christmas and New Year's behind us, right? Next big one, Valentine's Day. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. This is America's largest family-owned jeweler. Matter of fact, the Greenville location won another award. It's the top performing store in the entire country. How? Wally Odom knows jewelry backwards and forwards and backwards. And the last time I was in, I thought Wally knew it better than anybody, and he made a statement about one of their watches, and their watch specialist says, oh no, that's actually, instead of going 2,500 feet, you can go 2,700 feet, whatever it is. Awesome stuff. If it's your wife or girlfriend, if it's your husband or boyfriend, Valentine's Day is there. Get your lady the diamond engagement ring, the set of earrings, maybe the charm for him. Get your man the Swiss, precision Swiss watches. A great place to choose from. Great selection. Won't get beat on price, service, or selection. Reed's Jewelers, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all, or online at Reed's.com. That's REEDS.com. We go to our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, and my very good friend John Stillwell joins us on a yet another rainy Friday. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good, Mickey. Hope you and Zach are doing well.
We are. It seems like for the past month, I think I'm right by saying this, four consecutive Fridays, our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, and look outside and it's raining again.
Well, you know, that's why one of those last times I talked to you, we went over how to hunt in the rain. So I'm not claiming to be Nostradamus, but hopefully that information paid off.
It did. I'm sure for a lot of people out there, no doubt.
Well, Mickey, we've got one more opportunity at deer this year for all your listeners out there that are adults. Your season is over. The regular deer season ended on New Year's Day on Tuesday. However, the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources does make provisions for youth hunting, which as you know, we are always big supporters of. And tomorrow is a South Carolina DNR Youth Day, which means that any youth 17 or younger, accompanied by an adult, can deer hunt tomorrow. They don't have to have deer tags. You want to check the website, but I'm pretty sure they even waive license requirements for youth. So if you've got one of your kids who's been looking for an opportunity to get in the woods, or you know of a kid that needs a chance to get out there, and you have the opportunity to take them. The rain's going to stop today, and tomorrow should dry out and give you a good opportunity to take those kids out there and spend some quality time with them in the outdoors and give them an opportunity to enjoy the outdoors and possibly even see or take an animal.
Is there things we need to know about, how to handle young first timers out there, or lessons, and obviously safety, I think, would be paramount with all that. But is there advice on what to do when taking a young person out?
Yeah, I think just like anything, it's important to ease them into it. With kids, it's important to make sure they're comfortable. You know, it won't be too cold tomorrow, but make sure they're comfortable and warm or cool, depending on the time of year. Make sure you have plenty of snacks. You know, make sure today, these days, we've got electronic devices that the kids love anyway. But, you know, maybe let them take that into the stand of a phone or an iPad or something to keep them occupied, because, you know, sometimes sitting in a deer stand, especially, time can move pretty slow. So you want them to be comfortable and be happy and entertained. And then, you know, I think the other thing is never to push it with a youth hunter. You know, sometimes a great hunt with a kid is just getting them out there and actually being able to watch a deer, or, you know, just kind of enjoy, you know, seeing squirrels and birds, things like that. You need to make sure those kids are comfortable with the idea of, you know, pulling a trigger, either whether it's you or them, and harvesting an animal. You certainly don't want them to have a bad experience by pushing them to make a decision that they aren't ready to make.
And perhaps not the most important thing, but one of the biggest things is that you, by teaching these young people that, you make sure you perpetuate it, and it continues to grow. And the you know, guys, we're not old yet. I don't think we're old yet, but boy, you know, making hunting better by getting more younger people involved is obviously a way to grow the industry.
Well, yeah, the growth of the industry and you know, continuing that heritage is important. And I think a lot of hunters would tell you there's some great lessons to be learned as well. You know, patience maybe being the biggest one, because you know, wild animals don't always follow the script, and you got to learn to be patient and to you know, bide your time. And I think that's a good lesson for anybody.
No doubt, we got to teach our young people how to be bored a little bit, because they're not used to that an awful lot. Most importantly, when it does dry out, one of my biggest issues in my future life, John, is on days like today, with my long driveway, do I pave my long driveway? Do I have gravel down there? Will it be dirt? Will I get mud on my long driveway on days like today? But for those like me that eventually one day will be looking for a long driveway, you guys are the best at selling this type of properties.
Nikki, we've had a really good, busy end of the year, end of 2018, and 2019 is off to a fast start. We put some great stuff on the market. Tyler Vizen just put a new farm on the market in southern Greenville County that looks great. So, you know, if you want to get out there, it's going to be dry, looks like, over the next week or so. Let's get out there and walk some property. The weather's going to be pretty mild, and we'd love to take you out to show you what we've got. And in addition, you know, January is always a good time to get a property on the market. People are, you know, they've gotten past the holidays, and folks are excited about looking. And if you'd like some advice or a free, you know, no obligation evaluation of your property, where we tell you what our opinion is of the market value and tell you how you can improve it, we'd love to help you. Just give us a call at 864-631-2770, or you can always get our emails and contact information and view our properties at www.jirland.com.
Always the best, buddy. Are you going to California?
Not making the trip. I was in Dallas for the Cotton Bowl, but you're gonna have to carry the mantle for me in California.
I'll do it for sure. Hopefully we'll talk about a national championship next time we visit. Hey, have a great weekend, John, and look forward to seeing you guys soon, I hope.
All right, enjoy your weekend, guys. Safe travels, and go Tigers.
John Stillwell, Jinx Inc. Realty. You know what we always do this time every single Friday?
Talk about how funny it would be to put you in the situations we discussed during the hunting and fishing report.
Why?
I need you in a tree stand sooner rather than later. you can bring your iPad as long as you have the sound down.
As I've said many times, those poor deers hadn't done anything to me.
We would just take naps. Someone to stay awake, the other person taking a nap.
Oh, I can do that. No, this is the time that we do every Friday. We do your biggie.
Ooh.
Biggie for the weekend. You ready? Biggie Smalls. Biggie. I think I'm right by saying the notorious B.I.G. Christopher George Latore Wallace. Biggie Smalls, Frank White, Big Papa, lets us know the Biggie things happen in your life this weekend, not just on TV. If it's game you have no interest in, what will it sound like? If you will follow on Twitter, keep a little eye on it. If it gets really good, what will it sound like? You'll watch it, but if it gets out of hand, you turn it and you won't, you know, have medium interest in it. And if you won't blink during the broadcast. I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. Big, big, big weekend, buddy.
No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes.
Big weekend this weekend. You ready?
Yeah.
ESPN tonight. Mavs and Celtics. Big game. How about the late game? Like Thunder and Trailblazers tonight. Late game. All right. On a serious note. PGA Tour. Primetime PGA Tour.
Tour. I watched a little bit yesterday.
You like the new shot tracer stuff they have, the technology they have?
Yeah. I don't know why we haven't used that.
I don't know either. We got to see
that. The entire time.
Right. I need to see more of that. Great looking golf course, too. Out of Kapalua.
Windy yesterday.
Yeah.
It was very, very windy yesterday.
You watched a little bit.
Yeah, I had it on before we started the broadcast last night because there's nothing else on. It was that or Duck Dynasty, and I opted for the PGA Tour.
I like it.
Tour.
4:30. ESPN ABC tomorrow. NFL playoffs. Colts and Texans.
Oh. I mean, I guess for the Clemson faithful, you're excited about that?
8:15, AT&T Stadium, Fox, Seattle, and Dallas.
The Hawks.
Sunday, 105, CBS, M&T Bank Stadium. I don't know what M&T is. Chargers and Ravens.
Have you been to Baltimore?
Yes. Baby. Been to Baltimore several times.
Ann Arbor is lovely.
Yeah, it is. It's nice there. Mm-hmm. Get some great crab stuff.
Had oh, yeah.
The best.
One of the best food
I've ever had. I was in College Park last time Clemson played up there. I was watching South Carolina, Missouri, and Connor Shaw at this pretty nice restaurant. And I had a...
Not a big deal.
Crab cake sandwich.
Mm.
And it was a pretty big bun. But the crab cake crept over the bun like an inch all around the side. It was the biggest crab cake. It was the size of, like, the plate.
You can eat shellfish, but not fish.
Right. I could eat fish. Just, there'd be a hospital visit.
No.
And up a pen and going that route. So, Chargers, Ravens, you kind of,
yeah.
Eagles and Bears, 4:40 NBC.
I'm excited to see that Bears defense.
WNBC. Mm-hmm. Division 1 or FCS National Championship.
Who's playing?
North Dakota State and rah, 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 rah. What?
You don't care about that game.
This is, let me find it right here. Eastern Washington and North Dakota State. Saturday, noon. 16 North Dakota State 16-point favorite. Dude, you care a little bit about it. Kansas State fans will be watching their new coach.
Yeah, that's true.
The former Army, but now just the All-American game, NBC, Saturday afternoon. Seeing a lot of Clemson players in this game. Get a little Ngate, get a little Ladson, get a little Putnam in there. No? I like it.
Maybe just for that, I guess. Hey, no one's going to watch this game, right? We watched it last year. For Trevor.
Yeah.
And he threw two interceptions and the world was falling.
Oh, man. Trevor, he's not very good. You see that when he happens on the big stage? Yeah, how'd that work out for you? All-star games are tough, though.
They're just not enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree. How about this one? Saturday night. Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Ooh.
Clemson Duke basketball. Finally, 8 o'clock Eastern, Santa Clara, California, Levi's Stadium.
Oh, we're doing this now.
Number 2, Clemson.
Oh, dear.
Number 1, Alabama.
Oh, oh my.
4.0.
Oh, my.
National championship game. College football playoff. Tua. Trevor. Dabo. Satan. Evil Empire. and the White Hats.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. I love it when you call me Big Pop.
I wonder if blow some speakers out with that one.
Probably.
It sounds to me like you got a little championship fatigue.
I thought that music was fairly loud.
Baby. All right. You gonna watch the game Monday night? Or are you gonna? What are you gonna? You got a little?
Might take a little siesta during the game and just watch it afterwards. It's gonna be a long day Monday.
You got a show?
Doing a show in the morning. Yeah. We're doing a bunch of pregame stuff, the evening events, and we'll be here for postgame as well. Probably get home around 2 something.
Yeah.
And then come back at 5:45. Get to do this show.
You know, I don't complain about our jobs. We have the best jobs ever.
Yeah.
I don't complain about it. And we have our brave men and women that are in the desert all over the world and in Afghanistan, the mountains of Afghanistan, fight for our country. We have these brave men and women out there that every single day, the men and women in blue, every single stop, every single door they knock on, they put their lives at risk. I never, ever, ever complain about having to do anything, any job. 3 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, we'll do a show from Santa Clara, hopefully a celebration show. Won't go to bed, whatever. Coming back as soon as the game's over. Tired, blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
I would bring my cot in and just sleep here. But last time I brought in camping equipment, you and Ben made fun of me for like 4 days.
You bought camping equipment. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the lantern. You started churning butter.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Let me do this now if we can. Let me give you our Palmetto Golf Report by my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. About a week ago, it might have been 10 days ago, a friend came back from Palmetto Dunes and he said, Mickey, what's your favorite Palmetto Dunes course? And this is we talk about LeBron or Michael or Jordan, Tom Brady or Joe Montana, whatever. This is a conversation people have. He disagreed with me. I love the Fazio course because it's tree lined, it's old, it's long, and it's hard. Par 70, and it's just long and hard. And I used to live on the hole. We'd house sit for a guy that lived on the 16th or 17th hole there. And it was so much fun. But I love the golf course, that old style, man, just classic golf course. The Jones course, a lot of people love it. It might be the most scenic. You get out there on the ocean holes and the wind's blowing and the back-to-back par fives and the halfway house and just beautiful, beautiful settings there. And the Hills course, this guy's favorite was the Hills course. The lagoon system, running through the lagoons and playing in a very natural setting and seeing all the alligators everywhere and seeing just the beauty, natural beauty of it all. So it's a conversation people have. Your favorite of the Palmetto Dunes courses. And I can hear an argument for all three. I love it. You're going to love golf. You're going to love golf in 2019. When you get on their email list, there are specials that are just too good to pass up. So don't get on their email list unless you want to see these specials and go, honey, we have to go. Or guys, we've got to go. Let's get the boys strip up. And let's head down to Hilton Head for very affordable, award-winning resort golf. Palmetto Dunes, Oceanfront Resort, beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Palmetto Golf Report at the Century Tournament of Champions going on at Kapalua in Hawaii, which you'll see Golf Channel tonight at 6 o'clock, 6 to 10 tonight, primetime golf. Kevin Tway has a one-shot lead over Gary Woodland, Justin Thomas, Mark, and Dustin Johnson, our only South Carolina native right now. Dustin Johnson tied for second, 6 under par, the defending champion there. And we'll have more South Carolina natives going out playing next week out in Hawaii. But that's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Let's take a break, Mr. Orr 24. We have one open phone line segment. Because of Scott Reimer's travel plans, we backed him up to 8:40. So when we come back, we'll have, if you want to make any pre, now we're going to be here Monday, so you can call in a Monday show, but any pre weekend thoughts about Clemson and Alabama when you come back for more after this.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com. Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Hey Tiger fans, whether you're headed to the Bay to see the game in person or catching the game at a watch party, the Tiger Sports Shop is here to ensure your game day ready. We are the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys. We have women's clothing, a golf area for the guys, a children's section, as well as gift and tailgate section for those last minute touches for the big party. Visit 1102 Tiger Boulevard or College Avenue downtown. The Tiger Sports Shop, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best, and when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
Hey, Clemson fans, check out gspairport.com about direct flights to San Jose, California. Delta and American Airlines have added nonstop flights for the national championship game against Alabama. Go to gspairport.com to learn more. Go Tigers and GSP Airport.
You've worked hard for several years. Now you need someone to work hard for you on your retirement planning. Where should you invest to reach your goals? Let the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group develop a winning game plan for your future. Every client is unique and every solution is unique. It's your money and it's your future. Talk to the trusted professionals at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or stop by the office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
Whenever they say freeze, I always freeze during the song. You?
Every time.
TREHEL.com.
Continue.
Okay. Trail. Get in touch with him. You need to sit here too, because I have my pen over here and I was like, didn't move.
Play Red Light, Green Light over here.
Did y'all play Mother May I growing up?
Yes.
Red Light, Green Light?
Red Light, Green Light.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. I'm looking at some of the information about Trail Cares and what they do in the community. You know, so many people talk the talk. They actually walk the walk through this as well. But I'm going to be very, very clear about something with Trail. That a lot of people can build buildings. A lot of people can build buildings over budget and over time that they're supposed to promise it. But the design build team here, the master builder approach here works more than anything else. It is imperative at Trail that this thing does not turn into a blueprint project and it doesn't turn into a budget project, turn into a adversary relationship project, more than anything else, besides the great building you're going to get, it is imperative at Trail to create a lasting relationship with you and to make sure on the other end of it that you know, in the end, it's still all about the people, right? You know what Dabo talks about all the time? It's all about the people. And it is for these folks. And that is what they do all day, every day. And part of the reason, part of the way they do that is they exceed your expectation in every single project. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. I'll try to find the tweet here from Brad Edwards who talked about it. And I'll just paraphrase it now before I look it up, get the exact quote. But what he said was, Zach, and I want to get your thoughts on this. This isn't just Clemson, Alabama 4. This isn't just Clemson, Alabama 3.0 national championship game. This isn't just a number one versus number two. This is a matchup, one of these epic matchups of two of the greatest teams in college football history playing each other, of Southern Cal and Texas Rose Bowl type proportions, or not proportion, the right word, that kind of battle where NFL first round draft picks everywhere you look, future NFL players everywhere you look.
This is the teams that you look back on and go, holy crap, they had some talent on those squads.
Right, right. And this is the one that when they do the 30 for 30 on this rivalry, I told somebody the other day, Alabama is Clemson's biggest rival now. And to be honest with you, I was on Bama's two or three of their websites yesterday, and they talked about how Clemson's a rival for them now. And that's isn't that a great compliment to give Clemson for Alabama? But when they do this 30 for 30, years from now, we'll look back on it. And I think this is the one that that we'll be talking about. We've already had onside kick, kickoff return, flying up and down the field in Arizona. We've already had last second heroic, unbelievable last play of the from regular score from 1 second on the clock, Hunter Renfrow from Watson. We've already had, now last year was a little different story there. But we've had these epic games already, but I think going into it, at least, this is the one they're going
to
talk about.
When they do the 30 for 30, do you think they'll come to the flagship station looking for a couple of interviews? Because I'm trying to see
you. Why do you think I'm going back to 30?
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to see you on 30 for 30 at ESPN.
One thing I got to do, I've got to get my snap glasses back.
So, yes, you need to do that. Right. Or you could just get like LASIK and not have to worry about it. And my favorite part of all of this is you can finally tell the country that Dabo stole his catchphrase from you.
Well, he did.
You can tell the world.
I mean, and Dabo knows that. I don't want to. He can have that. And I told Terry Dunn to hire him and all that stuff. Or give him his chance. I didn't say hire him. Give him his chance. So that's fine.
You're going to be famous, bud.
Nah. I don't care anything about that.
Remember me when.
I don't care anything about that. That didn't do anything for me. Just remember me when I told you about Trevor Lawrence when he was in the 10th grade. Around here.
He's playing peewees.
Have you seen his 7th grade or 7-year-old or 7th grade film? Have you seen that video that's out?
Yeah, I showed it to you the first time. Yeah. That's how you saw it.
You found it before anybody else found it.
Absolutely.
Texture makes a good question here. Is this the first time a preseason number one and preseason number two team are playing for the national championship? Well, last year, it didn't happen. That's the final ranking. Let me look at the preseason rankings. Well, I got to go back and redo these every single time here. Georgia was not preseason number two last year. We got to look that up. At some point in time, surely preseason one, preseason two have met, but I don't know that. Did I tell you this, Mr. Ward24? Did I get this to you?
You said a lot of things today. Go ahead.
I think I mentioned this yesterday. The only player, to my knowledge, that did high school state championship, because you're talking about maybe Deshaun winning a Super Bowl one day, high school state championship, college football national championship, and Super Bowl win. Only quarterback. I think I did this yesterday on the show, didn't I?
No, we didn't.
Who do you think?
The only one to win a high school championship?
Yep.
a college football championship.
Yep.
And an NFL championship.
Yep. Super Bowl. Yep. Ooh. Super Bowl. Not NFL championship. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
I gave you five guesses. You won't get it.
Excuse me. I know Deshaun has got two of those.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Is Peyton?
Peyton never won a national championship.
Didn't Peyton win one at Tennessee?
Nope. Never won one at Tennessee. That's one guess.
Is it obvious?
No.
It's not obvious?
Nope.
Oh, dear. Who would have done that? I'm not going to waste your time with this. What is it?
Really?
Yeah. If it's not obvious, then I'm probably not going to get
Joe Willie. Joe Namath.
Yeah, wouldn't have got that.
Really? No. He was from Pennsylvania. I didn't know this until
what do I know about Joe Namath's high school career?
Well, I think he played a small school in Pennsylvania. I'll give you a little note right here. Joe Namath wanted to go to Maryland, and Maryland admissions turned him down. The ACC had a rule back then. You had to make an 800 on the SAT, and Namath did not make it. So instead of going to Maryland.
What was SAT out of? What was it out of?
1600.
He couldn't get an 800?
Mm-mm. I just want to kiss you. Remember we told Susie Cobra, I just want to kiss you.
Yikes.
I know a lot of guys.
Yikes.
No, a lot of guys. That's been the case.
You get a couple hundred for putting your name on a thing.
400.
You couldn't get that extra four, huh?
Couldn't quite grasp the 400, but want to go to Maryland. How about that? That's crazy. Does it surprise you that Brent Keyes leaving Alabama to go back to his alma mater, offensive line coach at Alabama, Brent Keyes leaving to go back to Georgia Tech's alma mater under Jeff Collins, the new coach at Georgia Tech?
Did he get a pay bump?
I don't know.
Same position, though, right?
So offensive line coach, yeah.
I'm a little surprising. Is he going to leave before the game or after?
After. He's going to coach Monday night.
He's going to coach Monday night. Lose a national championship game and then go to Georgia Tech.
Well, look, this and you know, Loxley's leaving as well. You know, this is what Nick Saban goes through every single year. That's one thing. These two teams are so similar now. These programs are not similar. Saban has to replace coaches seemingly every single year. Whereas Dabo's just not had that. So we'll see. This is the, I'm reading ESPN right now. First time in college football history, two teams will meet in four straight postseasons ever in college football. That's interesting. You think that maybe back long ago, maybe Michigan and Southern Cal or Ohio State and Southern Cal or somebody like that would play in Rose Bowl four straight times. But that's not happening. First time ever. Four straight times. We'll see. Let's get Mike and Anderson. We're going to get with Scott Reimer after the break. Mike, thanks for calling in, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Mickey. How are you guys?
Couldn't be better. Very blessed.
Good Friday morning to you.
You too, buddy.
Hey, just going to touch on something you said a minute ago. We were down in Dallas this past weekend, and we were in the little club area, little dugout area right behind the Clemson bench. Had all these celebrities walking by, Holly Rowe, Jesse Palmer, all the Clemson coaches and Clemson president, everybody walking by. And then all of a sudden, you walk up, and my wife happens to take a picture of you, and I post it, and I tell you, you've got more likes and more retweets than Holly Rowe, Marty Smith, everybody. We know you big time, Mickey.
Yeah, big time. Boy, I tell you what, I made it now, huh? Hey, did y'all sit down there during the game?
We actually had seats on about seven rows up above that club.
Okay.
So we actually got to go down, you know, beforehand and then made it out on the field after the game as well. And, you know, we went down there for halftime and stuff like that. So it was a great venue. Enjoyed our time in Dallas. And we're actually driving now to Atlanta to catch a flight to San Fran.
That's awesome. Mike, because I didn't know when I saw – I've never been to the stadium before. I saw the – it's almost like a dugout, right? Isn't that the way you described it too?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That I said, man, are they going to – because you couldn't see the game itself from there. So I didn't know. And I guess some people might have stayed there or whatever. But I guess if you're there, you just got to watch on the big screen or whatever. But I didn't know if that was a club situation or whatever. But that's got to be one of – I've never seen that before in any stadium. Have you?
I have not. You know, we were out in Dallas 2 years ago for a conference, and we toured the stadium.
Right.
So I kind of figured that out then and wanted to get passes for that club. So we wound up doing that. And, you know, the Cowboys take the field through that club. They come through the club, you high five them, all that. Well, that was the main reason for me getting down in that club. I thought the Packers would take the field the same way. They moved them down there to the corner of the end zone.
Very cool stuff, man. And of all the people that we met and saw, including all the superstars, you're it, buddy. You and your wife are it, man. That was a good time seeing you guys out there for sure.
Well, Mickey, hope to see you out in Cali, and hope to bring back the Tigers win.
Safe drive, safe travels, and we'll see you out there, and we'll talk to you when you guys get back.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.
Thank you, Mike. It's
celeb.
No.
You're an absolute celebrity.
No. Goodness, it's like gracious. It's a dugout.
Did they give you the camera for the vlog as well?
No.
They didn't.
No.
That's a shame.
My head wouldn't fit in there.
That's a shame.
The dugouts are like below level, so like their eye level is about at your waist. So you couldn't see the field. So especially over the players. Sometimes the stadium, you see, like, you're on the first row, you're so low, you can't really see over the players.
Yeah. You wouldn't know.
But this is below. So pretty cool stuff there.
Sure.
Hey, let me do this now because we got Scott Reimer on. Brad Hughes Action Forgiveness Award. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com.
So no 2-minute drill today.
We will get to one, yeah. But we'll do it as Scott signs off. We'll make Scott have a 2-minute drill for us as well.
Okay.
So get in touch with the great friends.
Brad Hughes.
At Brad Hughes. A guy that I trust with everything in the world is Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I'm going to forgive all those today that go out to Jervie Meadows at 1245 or that are on any of the overpasses. One of the greatest traditions we have here now. I've never seen it before. 3 years or 4 years ago we started this. People stopping as the Clemson buses go down 85 and waving the Tiger flags and waving out. Get the umbrellas out. Get the flags out. Get the cameras out as the buses come through with the police escorts. Leaving Jervie Meadows at 1245.
Yeah.
And all up
and
down 85. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. The Road to Santa Clara begins the Tiger pregame show. Scott Reimer joins us right after this.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Durham to open ACC play with a matchup with perennial national power, the Duke Blue Devils, in hopes of bringing home a victory. Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletic, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
All right, Peloton, keep it going. Thanks for riding with me today. You're halfway through this 30-minute hip-hop ride.
Now double your money and make a stack.
For all my first-time Peloton riders, how far will you go this year? Remember, your finish line is just the beginning. Get after it. Hold up.
Learn more about the Peloton bike at onepeloton.com.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have...
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Carolina Flooring Specialist. I read Tim Worley's letter earlier today. But that was Tim Worley, running back, Lumberton, North Carolina, University of Georgia, Pittsburgh Steeler, Tim Worley. Motivational speaker, Tim Worley. I don't know what Tim Worley from Carolina Flooring Specialist, what kind of 40 he runs, but I do know that he knows more about garage floors than running back Tim Worley. Let them take care of you. High-performance resin, epoxy-based, these are solid materials. You're going to have an unbelievable experience with them. You're not going to move a finger. And your garage floor is going to look amazing when it's all set and done. 2018, I received more pictures, more texts, more tweets, more emails about your garage floors than ever before. I want to see more this year. Get it done. It's a great, great deal for you. Now's a great time to do it. Call them, set it up. No obligation phone call. 404-8158. Change your garage floor forever. Make it to get rid of those oil stains and those automotive stains and go with the best and take some pride in your house. Increase the value of your home. Carolina Flooring Specialist. 404-8158. Call Tim today. A no obligation phone call. Monday afternoon, live from Santa Clara, the road to Santa Clara will be in Santa Clara for the 214th consecutive edition of the Tiger Pregame Show, and Scott Reimer joins us now as the host. Hey, good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Nick, I'm doing great. I told Zach that I'm in his fatherland here in New Jersey, the great state, the great garden state of New Jersey, at the airport, waiting to catch the flight to San Fran. So I thought his family would bring me up some good food or something here for a little breakfast before sending me to San Francisco, but I don't see any of the Zach family around here.
They're stuck in security right now. It's going to be a whole wait. I don't know if they're going to make it. But
one thing you won't get the grandmother's recipe on anything. They'll give you the food, but they won't give you the recipe on anything.
I will feed you, just won't give you the recipe. Absolutely.
I don't understand that. What exit you at? No, I'm just kidding. Jersey, you know what exit. You are in New York, maybe. Where are you?
Yeah, Newark. Just got here from Greenville. A good number of Clemson people on the plane up here this morning. We left really, really early from Greenville, but we'll be in San Francisco, God willing, by about 1:15 San Francisco time today, and then go from there. And we'll see what all happens and watch this weather this weekend. And I've never been out to San Francisco, so going to try to soak up as much of it as I can before we get ready for the show on Monday, which will be at the media headquarters there at the San Jose Marriott right there on Radio Row. So that's where the show will be. And that's from, it is going to be really difficult with this 3-hour time thing. It'll be 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock your time or Eastern time, 11 to 2 West Coast time. So I'll get my decoder ring out and figure that out.
Great stuff. You mentioned flights. My sister called or texted earlier. They're in Charlotte on the way to Dallas for a second time and then to San Francisco. And she said their plane is packed full of Clemson people. Scott, were you like me? I had read the Vivid Seats post about Notre Dame and 7-1 or 6-1 with the fans out there. Were you like me surprised that thought it was about 45% Clemson fans out in Dallas?
Yeah, I was stunned. You know, when we talked, I guess, the Friday beforehand, and you had given me that stat, I got on, not that I didn't trust you, but I got on Google and tried to track that article down. I found the article, read it, and so I'd kind of resigned myself to that's what it was going to be. And it was interesting because on Friday and even Saturday, it didn't look like that out in the parking lots and in the bars and the hotels and all that. It looked like a lot of Clemson people there. So I just thought, well, maybe we just are all congregating together or something and we get in the stadium and it won't be that way. But I thought it was, what did you say, 60-40? I think that's probably about right. I mean, it really was an exceptional representation of Clemson fans. And I'm hearing some things, Mick, and I know there's been a lot of drama this week about ticket prices and all that kind of stuff and flights and all that. But I have been hearing from a couple of folks that, you know, inside the program that they expect well over or right at or well over slightly over 20,000 out in Santa Clara. And that to me would be just amazing considering what this thing's going to cost folks.
I made the statement. We get these narratives where people just don't think things through clearly. First of all, are you like me anticipating empty seats in Levi Stadium Monday night?
I think so. I think the general public won't clamor to get to this game out there because they don't care about college football and it may be a little rainy or whatever, and it's a Monday night. So, I think you will see seats empty. I don't think it'll be big gaps, but I think you'll see seats empty.
Travel being the biggest part of that, that just people having a hard time getting out there. Let me go back, if we can, to Jerry's World, to Dallas trip, to the game itself, and give me some storylines, some of the memories you'll have from Clemson's 30-3 win and the entire trip out to Dallas, Texas.
Well, I'll say this, talking about venues and playoffs, Nick, I'm not sure there's a better place to watch a football game of that size. I mean, we were as high up in the upper deck as you could be at Jerry's World. And literally, we were on the top, single top row. And, you know, the sight line was good, you know, without the big screen. But with the big screen and the replays, it did such a great job with the replays and the amenities. There was the food line. There was no food lines. You know, the drink lines were plenty of restaurants. It's just a miraculous place, really is. It met every expectation I had. And I think college football committee's got to figure out a way to keep that thing on the rotation just about every year, in my opinion. Now, aside from that, I thought the game played out almost like I thought it would, Mick. I thought, you know, we were just a better team. I thought that if Ian Book didn't have the game of his life, that we were going to win the game. I was a little surprised, and I haven't heard you much this week. I've been running around. I was a little surprised that we weren't able to run the ball as well early. Now, we ended up getting a lot of yardage, primarily due to that chunk play by ETN, but we really didn't run the ball as well as I thought we could, and that's a level of concern coming into Monday night because Alabama is going to be better at bringing pressure in the passing game than Notre Dame was, and I think equally as good at stopping the run, and that's a pause for concern to some degree.
What was your thoughts of Notre Dame talent level? There's a lot of thought, hey, Georgia should have been there, Oklahoma shouldn't, Ohio State, you know, blah, blah. What was your thought about Notre Dame and the talent level coaching staff? I know the injury, Julian Love injury, had a lot to do with it, according to Notre Dame people. What was your thought about the Notre Dame program and the team you saw?
Oh, I know we're talking about different years here, Mick. I don't know about Georgia. I mean, they're an enigma in many ways. They look like a great football team physically and when you see them up close, but then again, they lost three games this year. I thought Notre Dame caught a little bit of a bad break in the sense that hardly anybody talked about, remember, whatever the year it was, won the national championship that year, the 16 year, when we beat Ohio State 31-0.
Yeah.
You know, people weren't questioning how talented or lack of talent Ohio State was. And yet Notre Dame got that. And I think a little bit of that is because they don't get the conference affiliation deal. They don't win. You know, people just like to hate Notre Dame. I thought Notre Dame is one of the 3, 4, 5, 6 best team in the country. The problem is this year, and it was, you know, very apparent from the very beginning, is that there are two excellent elite football teams. And then there's a lot of other teams that kind of fall into that good, but not great. But Mick, there's a whole host of teams that would have gotten beat in similar fashion to Clemson and what Alabama did to Oklahoma. If they would have been the ones that were in the game, those teams were sacrificial lambs. These are the two best teams in college football. And we're going to find out which one is the single best on Monday night.
Give me some keys. Let's begin with Clemson's offense against Alabama's defense. This is not Nick Saban's best defense. This team is different. I think we talked about last week. Number eight is different this year compared to number eight last year. The quarterback situation much different. ETN is a year stronger. And all. How can Clemson score with Alabama? I think you almost with two of the guys, you almost have to outscore them. And they did that, scored with them in the first two times, not last year. What do you expect to see from Clemson's offense and some keys?
Well, let's assume the running game is going to be difficult to make big plays out of. You know, Clemson's a big play running team. I mean, and we, again, did that against Notre Dame, but throughout the year, Clemson has made a lot of big plays in the running game. Let's assume for a moment you're not going to make a bunch of big plays in the running game, and I think that's a pretty safe assumption. And I think the key comes for Clemson is giving Trevor enough time to deliver the football. I think there will be opportunities with Alabama secondary and Clemson's wide receivers for Clemson to make big plays and to make plays. I think Hunter Renfrow is a guy that can have a big game as well. But you got to give him time. And Notre Dame, to their credit, really got after Trevor early in the game. I think we had three sacks in that game maybe. And that was, I only think we've had like 14 all year. And some of those were with Kelly Bryant. And so Notre Dame got to Trevor better than any team has gotten to him so far, in my opinion. And you can only expect that that would go up with Alabama. The good news is you got this week of film to look over that, try to correct some things. You know, sometimes when bad things happen to you, you learn from those mistakes. And I'd like to think that we'll have some schemes ready to get the ball out of Trevor's hand a little bit quicker, do some other things in pass protection. But if Clemson can keep Trevor vertical long enough to deliver the ball to the wide receivers, Clemson can score against Alabama. And to your point, I think they're going to have to.
Yeah. On the other side of the ball, a key or two in stopping what looks like Nick Saban's best offense he's ever had at any level.
It almost goes back to the same thing. I don't know if Alabama is going – you know, the previous times we played Alabama, you were really worried about them just smashing you right in the mouth and just chewing up a bunch of clock, running the ball, and making big plays. You remember Derrick Henry making those big plays and all that. I don't think that's the huge concern. I think missing Dexter in the middle hurts that run stop. But I think Clemson will consistently stop the run, much like Alabama will probably consistently against Clemson. So it kind of goes right back to what we just said about Trevor, and that is can you get Tua out of the pocket and let him run? I mean, I don't have any problem letting him run. I think you let him do his thing outside the pocket. But if he stands back there like he did against Oklahoma in a clean pocket, those receivers are as good as Clemson's are, and they're just going to make plays. So, and he's good enough to deliver the ball to him. So you've got to get him moving left, right. And if you go back to the Georgia game, that's what Georgia was doing with him. You know, he was very unstable pocket at times, and that's why they were having some success against him. So, and then the other side of it is, if he wants to run the football out of the pocket, let him do it. And if he can do it and he can beat you with his feet, that's fine. But the questions about his ankle and the question about his durability in doing that, hey, I'll take my chances with Tua running the football. Just get the ball out of his arm.
All right. I'm going to throw you a curveball, after this we'll do this. We always do a two-minute drill, and so you kind of gave me a little 30-second or 45-second little quip about anything in the world. Doesn't have to be Clemson football, Alabama, but it's going to be, I would imagine. Save that for a second here, but before that, tell us about the Tiger pregame show again, where folks can find it. Even those out in California on the app, boy, technology has it. You can be in Santa Clara, California. Listen to Scott Reimer, the 214th consecutive edition of the Tiger pregame show.
That's right. Yeah, stream it right there on the app. We'll be 11 until 2 o'clock Pacific Coast time. If you can't make it out to Santa Clara, that'll be 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It's a work day, you know, for most of America. So, you know, we always tell you when we play on a work day, just, you know, have your mute button ready. So if the boss man walks by your computer, you know, keep your spreadsheet up on your screen, but have the mute button where you can just mute it down. And you can kind of pretend like you're working, but listening to the Tiger pregame show.
All right. Zach Orr, 2 minute drill, skip the music. What do you have for me? The final one. Now we'll have a show on Monday still, but
have a show on Monday. So just a reminder of what we're going to be doing this weekend, men's and women's basketball. Join us for men's first and foremost against Duke tomorrow night here on WCCP. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip.
Scott Reimer, 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
I want to tip the cap to whomever is wearing orange that I've already seen today and the rest of them that are coming to Santa Clara. What a sacrifice these folks are doing with time away from work, and the money that it's taken to get out here shows what a great, great family and of Clemson that we have supporting this team.
All right, and it might tip it, Joe. Scott, hang on this because you might like this one. I mentioned it earlier. I don't know if you, because you've been busy this week. In the college football playoff, we have had this is our fifth year of it. Ohio State has won two games in the playoff. Oregon has won one. Georgia has won one. After Monday night, Alabama or Clemson would have won 11 of the last 12 college football playoff games. Hard to believe that, man.
Wow.
Second place is Ohio State with two. But Alabama and Clemson, 11 of the last 12 college football playoff games in what should be an epic performance again on a Monday night. Hey, Scott, can't wait to see you. I'll hook up with you when we get out there and get equipment coming back and all that kind of stuff. Have a safe trip. And mark my words, we will be listening to the Tiger pregame show on Monday.
I appreciate that, Nick. You have a safe trip. And, Zach, your mom just came around to